Okay, good afternoon, everybody. So today's topic is, on the one hand, a topic that is very relevant and comes up all the time, at least once a year. Yet, on the other hand, is a topic that is very rare and comes up only once in a very long while. And the next time it's going to come up after this week is 17 years from now. So what topic am I talking about? What Haftorah do we learn this week after reading Parshas Kedoshim? So a little bit of background to the story over here. Haftorahs were initially instituted, according to the Abu Draham, as well as the Tosas Yom Tov, in the fourth paragraph of Masechet Megillah, when the infamous King Antiochus made a gezeirah that we're not allowed to have a kriya satorah. So the Chacham established a minhag to read from the Nevi'im, similar to what was supposed to be read from the Torah. So we would just read something that has a similar theme to that week's Torah portion. And even after that decree was thankfully nullified, and prior to the printing of the Gemara, it became minhag Yisrael, that we read a Haftorah each and every week. And most of the time you'll find that the Haftorah has some sort of similarity with something that comes up in the parsha. In the article Stone Chumash, they have that by every Haftorah, Harav David Feinstein pointed out the connection between the Haftorah and that week's parsha. The Gesugyas and Megillah and Daf Chavtes, Lamed Lamed Aleph, talk about which Haftorahs you read for various seasons of the year. Sometimes we suspend the normal Seder Advarim and we'll read a Haftorah based on what's going on that time of the year. So whenever you have a double parsha, you always have a choice of two Haftorahs. Do you read the Haftorah from the earlier parsha, or the Haftorah from the later parsha? And the Abu Draham quotes two different minhagim, and he doesn't pask in one way or the other whether you read the first one or the second one. And he writes that the Rambam's minhag was to read the second one, but most other Rishonim, the Sefer HaManhigim, the Mordechai, the Ramban, that goes Maimonios, the Shibalei Aleket, and the Tur, say to read the second one's Haftorah as well, even though there are those that say to read the first one. So that's how we paskin in Reish Pei Dalet Siv Zayin, is to read the second one. That when you have two parshios, you read the Haftorah of the second one. And that way, it shares a thematic link with what we read more recently, meaning what we read in the second parsha, which is obviously a little more recent than the first parsha. So it's much more of a seamless connection between the parsha and the Haftorah. So that's what we always do. You have a double parsha, you read the Haftorah of the second parsha. However, Achremos Kedoshim, when they are read together, is a potential exception. I say potential exception because according to the Mechaber, it's not an exception. According to the Mechaber, Achremos Kedoshim also, that if you have the double parsha, according to the Mechaber, you read the Haftorah of the second parsha. However, the Ramah quotes Sefer HaManhigim and the Mordechai that the Haftorah of the first parsha, Achremos, is the one that we read when we have a double parsha. Why would that be the case? So the reason for that is that the Haftorah of Kedoshim is Hasishbot from Sefer Yecheskel, and that is known as Haftorah of To'avas Yerushalayim, that it speaks ill of Yerushalayim and of Eretz Yisrael. It's a nevuah that speaks about the terrible state and what's going to happen when we don't observe the mitzvot HaTorah, and what's going to happen in Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara Megillah on Daf Chafayim Beis tells a story about Rabbi Eliezer, where someone was reading such a Haftorah, and he was reading about the To'avas Yerushalayim, and he said, until you're bodek in the To'avas Yerushalayim, why aren't you bodek b'toevos imecha? Look after you, see if your mother had toevos. And it turned out the guy was a mamzer. So it turns out there were toevos in his family. So the Gemara, in the end of the day, passes like Chacham, not like Rabbi Eliezer, that you're allowed to read these haftorahs. But nevertheless, because of that sensitivity, the Rama says, when given a choice, when you have a double parsha, so you have a choice, you could read one or the other. Why choose the bad one? So you might as well read from Amos, which is the haftorah we read this past Shabbos. And Achremos, the Haftorah that of Achremos, and not the Haftorah of Kedoshim. So that is the Shita of the Rama. Now, not everyone agrees to that Rama. And part of the explanation of the Rama is a reading from Amos, Halo Kibnei Kushiim, is that Haftorah also has certain content that's somewhat similar to Kedoshim, so it doesn't even really violate the minhag so badly of following the second Parshas Haftorah, because it still links up a little bit with Parshas Kedoshim as well. The Levush strongly disagrees with this Rama, and he says, no, it's the whole idea that you're going to read when it's Achremos Kedoshim together, that you you can read the Haftarah of Achremos, is a printer's error. It's not true. It's not something that's correct at all. There's no reason to make the switch. The Levush writes that the Haftarah, even though it discusses Tuavas Yerushalayim, is not the one that the Gemara was talking about in that sugya with Rabbi Eliezer. That's Yecheskel Perek Tazayin. That's a different Haftarah. So I'm going to take another Haftarah that I think is also negative about Yerushalayim, and I'm going to say that based on the Gemara, which has Rabbi Lazar, who we don't paskin like, talking about a particular passage, and now I'm going to outlaw a different passage based on that. Ulvush says that seems excessive. Additionally, he says Hasishbot is mentioned by many of the Rishonim as being the right Haftarah for many other Parshios. In fact, some Sephardim and Yemenites read that Haftarah of Hasishbot several times a year, even when it's not Parshas Kedoshim. So the Levush strongly rejects it, but in most Ashkenazi shuls we follow that Ramah. So if you have a Achremos and Kedoshim together, you're going to learn the Haftarah of Parshas Achremos, not the Haftarah of Kedoshim. Now this year we don't have Achremos and Kedoshim together. We have them separate. So this past Shabbos we read the Haftarah of Parshas Achremos. What are we going to do this coming Shabbos? So in most years, Rabbi Akiva Eiger points out, we can still avoid the bad Haftarah, the Haftarah that speaks negatively of Eretz Yisrael. How can we avoid it? In most years, Rabbi Akiva Eiger points out, the Gemara Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph tells us that when Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, you read Hashemayim Kisi. When Erev Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, you read Machar Chodesh. So anyway, most years, Achremos is either going to be Rosh Chodesh or Erev Rosh Chodesh. So anyway, we're not going to read the Haftarah of Amos on Achremos. So when it comes time for Parshas Kedoshim, you could just go back and read the one from Amos, which we didn't read the week before. So that's the way it's going to work out most years, and therefore you could fully avoid the Haftarah of Parshas Kedoshim. And Rabbi Kiveger, in fact, writes that that's what we should do. That when Parshas Achremos falls out on Erev Rosh Chodesh or in Rosh Chodesh, and the Haftarah gets pushed off, then the right Haftarah to read for Parshas Kedoshim is Achremos' Haftarah, even though it's not a double Parsha, even though we're reading Parshas Kedoshim separate from Parshas Achremos. Rav Moshe seems to hold this way as well, like this Rabbi Kiveger, in Tshuvah Sigrus Moshe, and happens to be, by the way, that's the way it appears in the Ezra's Torah Luach, that's the way it appears in Vichil Michal Tkachinsky's Luach Eretz Yisrael, that like that Rabbi Kiveger, that if you have a way to avoid the Haftarah of Tavos Yerushalayim, so we do so. Rav Moshe seems to hold this way as well. Rav Moshe speaks about a case of someone who said a bracha on the wrong Haftarah for Achremos Kedoshim. So if he's reading from a Navi, Rav Moshe says that Hasishbot should be read instead of making a new bracha, but if he's reading from a Chumash, he could just flip back a couple of pages and read from Amos. So Rav Moshe mentions that, generally speaking, the Haftarah for Kedoshim is almost never read, and he quotes it as a Dover Pashut, that whenever there's any conflict in the Haftarahs, we always prefer the Achremos Haftarah and not the Kedoshim Haftarah. So exactly like Rabbi Kiveger, and that seems to be the widespread Minhag Yisrael as well. But then there's one step further, and that is Rav Shechter writes in Nefesh HaRav that Rav Soloveitchik said that the minhag in Lita was that even if you have a year like this year, which is the rarest of years, Achremos and Kedoshim are separate, and Parshas Achremos is not Machar Chodesh, was not Machar Chodesh, and was not Rosh Chodesh. So we already read the Haftarah of Amos. So what are you going to do this coming week? You have no. It seems that we have no choice, and that's what most poskim will tell you. We have no choice, so you got to read the Tavos Yerushalayim. So comes along, Rav Soloveitchik, he said the minhag in Lita was that they would read from Amos again. They will read the Haftarah of Parshas Achremos again. And that will be a very popular decision in your shuls because it's way shorter, right? So that is also the minhag in Yerushalayim. In Rav Yisrael Yaakov Fisher in Tshuvas Eben Yisrael, Chelech Ches, Simen Lamed Ches, quotes that this was the shita of Rav Zelig Bengis, who was the Rav of the Eidah Charedis, and he says that there were years that he identifies when it happened and how they were careful in Yerushalayim to read the same Haftarah 2 weeks in a row, and it's Yadua. I saw in most of them saying it's from an article from Rav Spitz in Eretz Yisrael, so he says it's Yadua that Rav Fisher would lock up the Nevi'im of Yecheskel in the Zichron Moshe Shtibelach in the Minyan factory there so that no one would accidentally take out the Yecheskel and read the bad Haftarah. He would lock it up so that they could read the Haftarah of Amos 2 years in a row. So long story short, how many different shitos. Svardim have no problem reading the Haftorah of Kedoshim. They'll read it even when it's a double parsha. They'll read the Haftorah of Kedoshim. The Rama says, well, when it's a double parsha, you might as well choose the Achremos one. Rabbi Akiva Eiger, even when it's a single parsha, most of the time you're not going to read Amos on Achremos, so then read Amos on Kedoshim. And then Rav Shechter, quoting from Rav Soloveitchik, as well as Rav Fisher, quoting the Minhag Yerushalayim, so Minhag Litta, Minhag Yerushalayim, is that they would read the Amos Haftorah twice. Now, how often does this come up? So the last time it came up was 1997. In fact, Rav David Heber, in his article on this topic, in the Star K, from the Star K, Rav David Heber writes that the Haftorah of Hasishbot is read 14 times in the 247-year cycle that the Torah has for Haftorahs. So 14 out of every 247 years, it's going to come up. Again, last time it came up was 1997. Next time it comes up is 2041. So I think Rav Tanchum Kohn told me just before that they asked Rav Shechter what to do, and he said, yeah, whenever it comes up here, every few decades, that they read Amos twice, that they read 2 weeks in a row from Amos, and that's the proper thing to do. So you can, again, you can be the most popular guy in your shul if you bring that minhag to your shul. Okay.